Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here. A little bit of fun. Couple of notes. Okay, so yesterday the Chevron began. Lauren Coughlin shot 6-under. Nelly Korda at 4-under. We got a nice tournament. And they're playing. Nelly's playing this morning. Nelly is so good. She's just so much better. She's won her last four starts. She's just been incredible. So this is going to be fun. Hopefully she can pick up her second major right here. There was a story this morning. So Scottie Scheffler is really, really good right now, right? Scottie Scheffler is just dominating the field.
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler set the record last year, making $21 million. Do you know what, if Tiger Woods...
Making how much?
$21 million.
That's the record?
The record, yeah.
Huh.
Most prize bet money earned in a season, $21 million last year. Tiger Woods, if he had had his 2000 season last year, his 2000 season was incredible. He had,
Tiger Slam.
He had 9 wins, 3 majors, 17 top 10s.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money he would have earned last year?
$30 million.
More.
40.
More.
50.
More.
Wow. 60.
More.
No way.
He would have made $92 million last year.
Wow. You want to talk about putting something in perspective?
And Scottie set the record at 21. If he finished at all of those tournaments that he played in, I've got them all listed mm-hmm. right here, how much he would have won. $92 million last year. So that'll tell you just how good Tiger was at his peak versus Scottie Scheffler at his peak. Scottie said he was a little tired. Did you see? He was like, he was at the Masters and he was doing his interviews. He's like, man, I just want to get home. I just so much want to just get home. And so, I mean, I'd really thank you, everybody, and this is great, but all I'm thinking about is really getting home. You know what he did when he got home?
What?
He went to a bar for 5 hours.
Tiger?
No, Scheffler.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler. Oh, I saw the
picture. Video, yes.
He's hanging out at a dive bar with everybody. I think they're wearing his Masters.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
His wife's at home pregnant.
Yeah, I saw
he
that.
He couldn't wait to get home. He was going to leave the Masters.
I saw the pictures. It was like people did you find at a Little Woodrow's or something, you know, just some random bar.
It was.
Or Nick's Place.
Yes.
It actually was more, is much more like Nick's Place.
Yes.
It was actually much more like Nick's Place.
And dude was just there, and he was apparently, somebody tweeted out, he was there for 5 hours. I can't wait to get home just so I can get to this bar. I can't wait to get home to just leave everybody and go drink with my buddies in my neighborhood. That's awesome. That's my hero. See, that's a heroic effort. Wife's at home pregnant. He's at a bar for 5 hours. It doesn't get more heroic than that, okay? So, just so you know. Oh, that's our golf talk today. How great Scottie Scheffler is. And how great Tiger Woods is. So, apparently, Nick also said, which we didn't hear. Nick Caserio said, this tremendous offseason that they're having is just a bunch of garbage. Did you hear this quote from him?
Yeah, which that was the one that was most shocking to me.
It's kind of laughable, he says. We haven't done anything. What happened last year has no bearing on this year. Why it's just a bunch of garbage.
Why was he so cranky yesterday?
I don't know. I mean,
you want to talk about pissing all over a parade? What? What's the big signing that we had? What? Oh, Devin Singletary wasn't a big signing last year. Blake Cashman wasn't big. What does it mean? I don't even know what a big signing
is. I don't even know what a diva. I don't know what a window.
Man,
he's got a lot of Belichick and O'Brien in him.
What do you even mean big signing? What does that even mean? I don't even know what that. Jack, do you know what big? What's a window? Do you even know what a window? What is a window?
Wow. It's just a bunch of garbage. You're all a bunch of garbage for saying we're good. We had a good offseason. Wow. I mean, have some fun.
I guarantee when he's talking to Cal, he goes,
hey, where's Cal's, my vest?
Do you think he does
garbage.
This? It's on you, sir.
He didn't wear a vest.
Do you think Cal, yeah, that's true, yesterday he did. Do you think Cal,
maybe that's why he was
cranky. Think Cal said, that's a sneeze. Do you think Cal, if he had said, that's a really good off season that we had here, Nick. You think Nick said, I don't even know what that means. Good off season. What is that's garbage, Cal? No, he'd say, we think so too. Yeah, we're really happy with what happened.
Yeah.
That's what he'd say in real life.
Yeah.
But now he also likes to tamp down those expectations. It's too late. Well, I've already got you in Super Bowl. John's got you in Super Bowl.
Right. Well, remember when we were lauding Charlie Casserly and some of his moves? He was like, hey, now, see, everybody's going to expect us to win
and
now,
he,
see? Hey.
He actually told he me, told like, her, yeah. Hey, listen, it's not such a great thing. Expectations aren't such a great thing, okay? It takes time, right? You'd much rather them want a 6-win season, okay? Because you can do that.
Well, that's what
they expect. Hey, 10 and you give them 8, hey, you're the worst in the world.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Look at where the Texans are right now after the unexpected wins last year. I mean, everybody loves them again.
Lou Holtz. We're playing, we're taking on Georgia Tech. This is a heck of a football team. Boy, you guys aren't talking nearly enough about how good Georgia Tech is. University of Georgia Tech.
University of Navy.
It's a very, very, very difficult team to beat. I don't know how we're going to do it. They're sitting there on Wednesday. They can't wait to beat Notre Dame. And we're sitting here overrated, bunch of players who aren't playing to their capabilities. And the media is just telling us we're a 23.5-point favorite. Outlandish. Georgia Tech. That's a great team. Well coached. Okay. Are you going to cover or not?
Yeah. That's all. That's all we need.
Are you going to cover?
Yeah.
Because they're not anywhere near as good.
Breaks off them 56-7.
Stop telling us how bad you are.
But that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Listen, and Nick is probably getting to that point. Listen, y'all are putting us in the Super Bowl. Slow down.
I know exactly what. Okay. I don't feel bad about Astros. Espada wants to keep expectations lower now. The best way to do that is start off 6-14. Yeah. Because now, and it's just the first, listen, that's the first 20 games. There's still much more baseball to go. We still have, you know, 8 times that much baseball to go. So what does that mean? He starts off, you lower the expectations and with the 6-14, and now he's like, all right, let's start playing for real now.
Do you see Jose Altuve passed Chuck Klein and Scott Rolen, 2 Hall of Famers, and now he's 0-ing in on Harmon Killebrew and Gary Carter for hits. He's got 2,000.
He's only catching up with Gary Carter.
Yeah, Gary Carter had a Hall of Fame career, bro.
I know, but he's still a catcher.
But
he was a good inning catcher. But Altuve's had multiple 200 hit seasons. It's kind of wild that Jose Altuve's got to play a lot more baseball. I'm sorry.
Well,
but he needs to play at least 5 more years.
And this little story says, well, he averaged 146 hits over his last 3 seasons. He only played 90 games last year.
Altuve,
he missed 70 games.
You know Altuve can't hit. 5 years isn't going to get Altuve 3,000 hits, right?
Yeah, it is.
He's not a 200 hit season guy anymore. He's just over 2,000.
He'll have 2,100,
right?
He'll have 5 more years and he'll get it. By 2029 he'll absolutely get it.
Well, how much has he averaged the last 3 years? Why do you think Jose Altuve is
because he missed 70 games.
But why is he going to get healthier?
Well, he's not going to miss 70 games.
What hurt him was the pandemic year.
Yeah, that too. That too. But no, he's on pace to get it in 2029.
Well, he's on pace based on previous seasons.
Based on how many hits he gets when he's healthy. Now, injuries aside.
And they're also going to bench him. They're also going to keep him healthy by, like, the most games he'll play is 140, more than likely.
I don't know. They don't bench him that much.
Well, 22. It's not crazy to have 22 games off for Jose Altuve over a 62-game season.
It is kind of crazy. I don't believe he'll take 22 games off. I don't believe
every getaway game.
No, they don't play. They don't rest him every getaway game. Anyway, he ranks 251st all time. But he is moving. He's moving up the ladder quickly now. There are a lot of guys that he is going to be passing this season.
The last time Jose Altuve played 150 games was 2017. 137, 124, 48, 146. So that was that was pretty good. That's 16 games off, 141. And then, of course, last year was 90, and this year is 20. I don't know, John. I mean, it's from 2018 on, even if we eliminate 20 and you even eliminate this year, the numbers tell you he's going to miss some time with an injury. The numbers tell you they're going to, like, the most hits he's had in a season since 2018 was 167 in 2021, which is good. But if you do the math on 167, it still leaves him a little bit short.
Yeah.
5 years.
But again, he only played, what, 90 games last year?
Well, but 167, he played 146 games. So if you multiply five times that, you're getting, I guess you'll be right there close to 3,000.
Yeah.
But he has to play the most games he's played in several years. And I just don't think that's likely when you've been playing. I think he needs 6 years to get to 3,000. And that's if he stays relatively serious injury free. He did have the hand issue. I mean, he's had different stuff pop up, but that's not unusual for older players.
Yeah.
He can never play for another team. That's a lock. You can't play for another team.
Well, he won't ever play for another
team. He won't ever play for another team.
This might not be his last contract.
So you believe he gets the 3,000 hits?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Will Drayton come back and create a celebrity duck or a 3,000-hit towel or a mini bat for his...
No, Jim Crane will do that.
He'll do mini bats?
Well, he'll do...
Celebrity ducks?
Yes, he'll do.
He'll pull out all the Drayton stuff.
Everything.
No, he deserves everything.
How many ring giveaways did Jim Crane have?
Jose Altuve, a lot of ring giveaways. Jose, if you don't have a ring in this city, you don't like the Astros because it's not hard to get a ring. But and they're good quality.
They're real good quality.
Question for you: how? I believe that 100%, and I know this is going to hurt some feelings in the Astros organization if this happens, Jose Altuve should 100% have a statue outside of
Minute Maid Park. He absolutely will.
Minute Maid Park.
He absolutely will.
Now,
it's a golden age, championships.
Are Bagwell and Biggio going to get upset? They're Hall of Famers. I'll bet you they would make like
those gonna three be a Hall
guys.
Of Famer.
They'd make those three guys standing. Well, I know, but they're not going to have Jose Altuve only gets a statue.
They already got statues of Bagwell and Biggio.
Oh, that's right.
What are you talking about?
That's right. But I didn't know they have a Biggio statue?
Yeah.
Oh, I know about the Bagwell statue. That's right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about Bags' statue.
Yeah.
Well, then Jose Altuve gets his. And,
yeah.
Well, does Reggie Jackson have a statue? He's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer. He should have a statue.
He's part of the fellowship.
The moves he's made.
He's part
this
of the fellowship.
This iteration of the front office. Reggie Jackson, maybe just sitting behind a computer. Reggie Jackson,
you know what'd be cool?
He's not behind
a
computer.
Have you seen those big presidents' heads that are? I don't know where they are. They're at some. They're heads of presidents. They're huge, and
Mount Rushmore.
No, well, here in Houston, somebody makes them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And somebody will tell us on Twitter, they shouldn't make something like that for Olajuwon. Once again, you get people upset, but Simone Biles.
Yeah, okay, you put him on Mount Rushmore up on a building?
Okay, I didn't think it would happen, but we're under a Mount Rushmore talk of Houston.
We're doing this
already 3 months early.
It's not even June yet. What are you doing? I'm looking at the Jeff Bagwell statue. It's him stretching at first base. Why not the batting stance?
That was kind of the
iconic. Because Biggio's throwing to him.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, So they put him up at the same time?
Pardon me?
They put him up at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bags and Bidge, they got the Biggio's throwing it to him. He's turning the double play.
But Altuve's statue needs to be bigger.
It needs to be up.
Did you see the baby Allen Iverson statue they put up?
No.
Oh, you got to see it. It's
yeah, they wee. Put
tiny.
It's yeah. wee.
Oh no!
Did you see that though?
Yeah, it's at the practice facility. It's not great.
It's not great. He was actually when he unveiled it, he went.
No,
why is it so little?
Well, he would have known it's wee by the way.
How big it was.
By how the drape was. It wasn't a very big, like, black drape.
Is there,
drape.
Like, a hinge here where it folds up and locks in place? No, this is how big it is.
We got to talk. We got to break it here. 713-780-3776 is the number you want to get in here. It's basically a holiday show. We ain't got nothing to do here. We got an hour and 45 minutes left of just whatever.
Well, we're going to have a guest today, aren't we?
We are going to have. We're going to have a surprise.
Oh, sorry. No, that's on Monday we'll have a guest.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. On Monday we'll have a guest. We're going to have a surprise today, though, Del. You're going to be very happy.
Food?
Hmm? What?
Is it food?
Hmm?
That's the only thing that would make me happy about this show. I know Lance feels the same way.
Yeah. No. It's coming, baby. It's coming. Time to talk about HRP. I'm going to go out there today and eat, as a matter of fact. HRP having a little party, and I'm going to go out there. And well, the first time I went out there, it was amazing, amazing, their technology. I mean, honestly, they got a second floor that is full of computer. The computer room is like, you walk in there and you feel like, man, are you sure I'm not getting some kind of too much electricity around me here? Because it is impressive. They have an impressive facility where, and here's the deal, is what they do is they do everything perfectly. I mean, we get our payroll here and it's perfect every single time. And it doesn't matter how difficult it is. I've talked about this before, that you could have whatever it is. You've got salaries, you've got bonuses, you've got hourly, you've got commission. It doesn't matter how your people get paid. It's not a problem. Okay. And if it's a problem for you, your business is growing, and now all of a sudden your payroll department says, we can't keep up with it, or we've got to hire more people, man, you're just wasting money, because HRP is going to do it more economically than you can do it yourself. They just are. It's what they do every single day. They know what they're doing. They'll save you money there. They'll save you money on your taxes. They'll save you money on your affordable. They'll make sure that your Affordable Care Act is perfect. They'll save you money on your other, all of your different, benefits packages, because they're not in the benefits package business. They're going to find the best one for you. You want to save money on your business? There's one place to go, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
At the age of 34, in his 14th year, Jose Altuve currently leads the league in doubles, hits, batting average, and total bases. He's pretty good.
No, he's real good.
Jose Altuve is pretty good at baseball.
I told you, his last 162 games have been amazing. He's been amazing. He is. He just doesn't get enough love. He's going to catch it there. Everybody's going to boo him. Everybody's going to. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the thought. And this said, whether or not this article that was written about, you know, him passing those Hall of Famers was talking about, well, we'll see how the media responds to the cheating scandal.
They don't care.
Because he's the face of it, and it's just so ridiculous.
He's the face of it.
It's so ridiculous that he's the face of it.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at Jose Altuve's career, and this happens to players sometimes when they get bigger, they get stronger, but they also change their approach. Jose Altuve has really changed his approach at the plate quite a bit. When you take a look at the slugging percentages and the OPS, I mean, right now his on-base percentage is .462. It's like, I mean, his OPS is .1137. But in his first 3 years, and he got 234 plate appearances, you know, in 2011, OPS .654, .740, .678, .830, .812. I mean, you know, he was not a home run hitter, but he did hit 15. Which is pretty good, which is a sign of things to come, actually, in 2015, the 15 year where they made the playoffs. Now, Altuve is only 25 years old. Wow. But 8-12, and then after that, in 16, a year that they didn't make the playoffs in 16. He was third in MVP, .928 OPS. And then the next year, in 17, when they won it, .957 OPS. 2018, where they lost in the playoffs to the Boston Red Sox, .837 OPS. It's fine. Not as high as it had been. But after that, .903. Then you had .629 the COVID year. Doesn't count. .839. But the last 2 years, .921, .915. You know, you argue that you look at the last 2 years, and, of course, that gets into the 162 games because he's only played 20 this year, 90 last year, and then 141 the year before. But you look at this going on three-year run, 2022, 2023, 2024. It's some of the most productive baseball he's ever played.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly astounding. When you start thinking about Hakeem Olajuwon, some of his best basketball was after the age of 30. He was at his, he wasn't as explosive a player, but he was a more efficient and he was a more dominant player when he was in his, you know, early to mid 30s.
Yeah.
And Jose Altuve seems to be on track to do the same thing. How many times has Jose Altuve finished in the top 10 of MVP voting in his career?
Five times?
Four.
Four.
He's finished inside the top five three times. Pretty good.
No, really good. Did you see Jeff Bagwell? Now, this is what Bag should do. And first of all, Bags on the television broadcast is awesome.
He's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Very quick-witted. Great intel into baseball. Well, I just don't want him doing personnel stuff.
So he and Abreu spent about an hour together on Monday afternoon, at Minute Maid Park, talking about hitting in the dugout before Bagwell watched Abreu take early batting practice on the field. They talked behind the cage several times with Bag giving him advice along the way. Most of the stuff I do is we just talk, Bagwell said. We talk about approach, talk about what's going on in their thought process, what's comfortable, what's uncomfortable, and maybe what I thought about when I was struggling and how that could relate to anything that those guys do. It's no different than anything I do with the minor league kids. It didn't appear to help too much. I mean, it's because Jose Abreu still had the week he had.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe somehow, some way they can unlock something. If not, is there, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people just say, just cut him, just let him go. You're letting go of $40 million. And I don't know that that's going to happen. At worst, you put him on the bench and you have him pinch hit, I guess. I don't know who he could pinch hit for. What possible situation would you want Jose Abreu at the plate for right now other than any other hitter on the team?
I like that Bagwell's doing that, though. I think it tells you one of two things. A, it may tell you that Bagwell knows he's inextricably linked to Jose Abreu, and it's on his bill.
Yeah.
It's on his tab. The other thing could be just be that, you know, and it could be actually both of them, that Jeff just wants to try to help this guy. And remember, he was a batting coach for about half a year one time for the Astros many years ago. Yeah. And I don't think he liked the coaching lifestyle. But I think that's great that he's out there sharing his knowledge with Abreu. Abreu physically may not be able to do it.
Well, that's the issue. Is it mental? Is it that Abreu's not seeing the ball well? Is it that Abreu's guessing wrong? Is he... Or is it physical that his bat speed is so slow that he can't get around anymore?
Yeah, when it's that, you're done.
You're done.
And it eventually will get there for him. And if it's that, he's cooked. But that can also play into your mental. It can end up playing into both.
How about a lighter bat? Why don't you try something?
How about some
glasses? Somebody suggested, I don't think he's seeing the ball. Because the swings that he takes some pitches.
Can you imagine if he gets up with glasses on and a lighter bat that's choked up on?
Yeah.
And he's just like trying to just slap it?
Well, how about if he starts driving the ball that way?
Well, I'd like that.
Uh-huh. I mean, anything. What? Do something. Put some glasses on him. Even if they're just clear glasses, just to show everybody, hey, we're trying something different.
Yeah. Glasses is the most basic thing you can do. You want to talk about a panic move? That's just like, Jose, if you wore glasses and got a hit, even if there are no lenses in
it. That's what I'm saying. Just
no
glass.
Lenses in it. Like, everyone would be like, this is it. That's what it was. It was the glasses.
He couldn't see.
Or he's got lenses, but it's a no, you know, it's a no prescription lens. Or what if he just wore sunglasses? Just anything. Just make it more interesting. If you're going to get out.
You know what?
I'll be honest. If Abreu's getting out anyway, do fun stuff at the plate.
Do you think maybe buttoning your shirt might help?
To the top?
To the top. All the way.
Collar done? Like everything's all buttoned?
Everything. Buttoned up. I'm buttoning it up now. Okay? This is the new. Kyle Tucker went gloves, no gloves. Put the hands in the dirt, no hands in the dirt. Wiping your face with your sleeve. All those things. And he changed it up. And guess what? Well, look where he was last year. Let's go, Abreu. Button it all the way up. Untie your beard.
Untie your beard.
Yeah, he's got that little thing, that little knot
on
his beard.
He's not
going to
untie his beard, though.
He wears some glasses. I mean,
untying the beard is going to—it's going to be all over the place. It's going to look nasty. The way
you guys are thinking up all these things. The only thing he needs is one thing to change: a time machine. Go back 5 years.
5 years and be a break. That'll
yeah.
Break
see, you. Unfortunately, we can't do time machines.
Well, we don't have that.
Then I think buttoning up, unbuttoning, gloves, no gloves, choking up. Forget about it. The word you should be thinking about is cooked.
Cooked?
That's terrible.
I don't
want to
think about cooked.
Abreu is cooked.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
We're trying to help a man out,
and you're telling him you just need a time machine.
Well, that's a simple solution.
He might need a time machine.
He might.
And if he needs a time machine, then we need to beat him. We need to historically beat him to that time machine and go back and not sign him to a contract. If we can get a time machine, let's just do that.
And we could win. That's a win. That's a big win. Time for me to talk about Doc Linville right now. And if you listen, you don't have a time machine to go back when you had hair. You don't. What you need now is Doc with Neo Grafting. That's the way you get your hair back. But listen, you don't have to. It's not as bad as Jose Abreu. Okay, you can't get your hair back. Okay, you don't need a time machine. You got Doc Linville Neo Grafting, moving the side of your hair, the hair on the side of your head to the top of your head. It's wonderful. You will love it. You will love the results. He's getting fantastic results. Those hairs from the side don't ever fall out. That's all. Do you ever notice somebody? Have you ever seen somebody with no side hair? No. You know why? Because the side hair always.
Tim Legler. There. Boom. Gotcha.
No, he shaves it every day. Okay? But he has to shave it every day because that hair ain't going away. You don't lose the hair on the side of your head. Here's the deal. You put it on the top of your head and you don't lose it there either. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair again or just stimulate the growth of your own hair, 975hair.com. It's the best process. It's easy. Doc is going to take care of you. Stop already with the bald head. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
You're a bad person. We didn't even mention Jontay Porter yesterday. Done. NBA said can't play anymore. Banned from the league forever.
They said he's banned from the league, but did they say for life?
Yeah, for life.
Was it in a release?
I think it is.
Because I didn't see it. I didn't see it in the release.
Every story said.
Well,
we all know
he's banned for life because you have to make that statement against a guy who doesn't really do anything.
Well, like, I bet you he wouldn't ban. Example for everybody though.
I bet you wouldn't ban LeBron for life.
If you ban him for a year, it's probably for
would
life.
Would Jeff Green get
years.
Banned for life? I say yes.
Yes.
Would Jock Landale get banned for
yes.
life? Would Jalen Green?
Yes. He absolutely would.
Would Alpi?
Yes.
You can't ban a Turkish guy for life.
Well, let's not go back to the
Turkish
thing.
You've seen his fans are going to be pissed.
Oh, well, guess what? Then don't bet against yourself.
I think he'd be banned for a year.
For those of you know, Jontay Porter bet against himself on DraftKings, certain different like number of points he was going to score, rebounds he was going to score, and it took himself out of a game.
He bet a parlay. A six leg. It wasn't even daily fantasy. It was a 16 parlay, six proposition bet parlay, and he hit them all.
Yeah, because he took himself out of the game.
And he won six figures.
Yeah.
Because he basically, I assume he faked an eye injury and another injury so he wouldn't play much, so he would go under on all of his. He bet himself under. He literally shaved points against himself. That is the very definition of impacting a game and shaving points. He must be banned for life in that instance because you cannot. There's been so many things with gambling popping up now. Yeah. You cannot allow that statement needs to ring loud and clear across football, baseball, college basketball, college football. I think what they're basically doing, and now college athletics is talking about doing away, making illegal gambling on college sports. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're talking about...
Good luck with
I don't know
that.
If they'll be able to do it, but they're talking about getting rid of it on the major platforms. And that's a... Most people now, they say that there's a belief that there's about 65% of the people now to 70% gamble on legalized platforms. Because that's easy to find. And if they take away college athletics, that would not going to be great for my DraftKings stock. I can promise you that. Ever since that came out, my stock has gone down.
Yeah.
Several points. Oh, yeah.
Well, the NBA cares about their integrity. Apparently, the NFL does not. Okay.
We banned people for
the
years.
The NFL is reinstating five players who were suspended indefinitely last year for violating the gambling policy. Lions wide receiver Quintez Cephas, C.J. Moore, Demetrius Taylor, Shaka Tony, and Rashad Berry.
They're all
reinstated.
All Detroit. But you know what? None of them bet football, and they all bet from the facility, and they've actually changed it now. This is a little weird to me. Okay, you can bet on sports.
From the facility
but
now.
Just not from the facility.
Well, right. But the league is trying to get it so that you can bet from the facility, too. The players are. The players are like, hey, why we got to wait to go home?
They want to. Can't y'all just follow the rules on this one?
I know. And you're kind of dumb. They can tell where you are gambling from.
Well, that's the tough thing is when you say you can't use weed, but weed's legal in this state. How do you argue with that? You can't gamble, but gambling's legal in this state. Obviously, not on your own sport, but you now have state law versus NFL rules. That's
yep.
You know, if the NFL gets too strong on that, there could be a clash, legal clash on that.
Well,
and they'll probably lose that.
Yeah, they'll probably lose it. But betting on your now, sport,
own sport, I don't you can't. They can't, wouldn't yeah. lose that. But I'd also argue, to be honest with you, you don't think there are football players who are friends with basketball players? Come on. Mm. Basketball players, friends with football players. Of course there are.
Yeah. Yep. And you're getting inside information. Absolutely. Zay Flowers has been exonerated. And the NFL says he can play football. He had a domestic violence charge, which the league says they concluded there was no support for the finding. So Zay Flowers is going to be playing. Your Houston Texans, your general manager met the media yesterday and had a lot of things to say. He was a little pissy. Okay, we'll just put it that way. He doesn't like certain questions. He doesn't know the meaning of a lot of words. A lot of times he says, I don't know what that means. So that is a problem that our general manager has such a limited vocabulary.
Or English is his second language.
It could be his second language.
I can't fault a man for being so fluent in English but not getting every word right. He's trying. You can tell he's trying.
I would think as smart as he is, he's had a bigger vocabulary. But he doesn't know what big names means. He doesn't know what diva means. He doesn't know what window means.
He knows what it means, guys.
He doesn't know what it means.
I'm not going to call him a liar like you are. He told us. He doesn't know what it means.
I don't know what that means. He said that several times now. And then we had a leak of the logo of the uniforms. Somebody in a warehouse broke open the Texans, the Riddell packages, and took out a helmet and showed everybody what the helmet looked like. Which I don't know that that's the best thing for the organization.
Do you believe that it's Joan, the teacher?
Do you believe that?
Joan, who is the show's official teacher.
Yeah.
And mom, I think that's fair to say.
Yep.
She's show mom. She believes it's all set up, a PR setup. Like, this is all, they leaked that, then Cal does the thing. They did have the barbecue pit there already set up. It's
you
almost
don't know
like
that
they already
he doesn't
had...
have that set up all the time. You don't know that.
No. But I mean, they had the chains ordered, and it could have been a picture they've already taken, a stock photo. Because you are right. Well, unless it
they've
was
got a big
unless
event
they leak
on
it,
Tuesday.
But maybe they leak some stuff just to pump up the event on Tuesday.
But I've already seen it. Why do I have to?
You
go
saw
on
everything.
Tuesday? No.
Okay, that's the point.
Yeah, I know. We've been
here's in... what we have a listener. Our guy Tony, also known as Concept Mayhem. You know, he is a professional graphic artist, right?
Yes.
He does all those really billboards good. You see around town with John Daspit. That's his work. He's done
some really
good. Yeah, he's really, really good. Here's what he said about the he said, as a design professional, that new Texans helmet, and he did a poo emoji. And then he had Randy Jackson saying, yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. And then another guy says, another guy comes in here, Daniel says, after seeing the helmet and the alleged jersey set, it looks like they just took every suggestion from fans who don't understand aesthetics and just mashed it together. Ended up with a Broncos kick knockoff set. The uniform's equivalent of Will Ferrell making the candy pancakes on Elf. Tony then goes on to see, he answers that guy and says, perfect analogy. Designed by committee is a recipe for meh. Underwhelming, bland, unmemorable, but at least the dumbs feel included. And then, yeah, and so he also says, no, I'm not going to tell you what he said about Nick Caserio. I actually can't say that one.
I got real NFL Europe vibes from that helmet. I don't know how the rest of the uniform will come together.
I think the Lions have a fire-ass uniform.
I think Lions did. The Lions went...
Did you say Lions blue?
Well, they had... Well, that's their... they had a whole uniform duo makeover, but yes, they have a specific one that stands out. When I look at the Texans, I feel like you could be playing the Rain Fire on Saturday. Or the Barcelona Dragons, whatever those names
See,
are.
This isn't the... We're on a roll, and now all of a sudden... And I thought the unis were going to be... They had some... mock-ups that looked awesome of Texans uniforms. I love the horns. I love the red. The blue horns on the red helmet and the red uniforms are awesome. And then we're going to get this?
Yeah.
Look at these Lions helmets. That's tough.
And that'll go... The Lions had a release.
That is blue
helmets, all black uniform.
Why are the Lions cool and we're not?
Well, because...
Look at this. Look how tough that uniform is.
That is cool.
But their overall basic, the blue and the white that we'll see most of the time, it's more like the Barry Sanders uniforms as far as the uniform itself. I think they have a blue face mask now. But, yeah, I'm looking. The Texans look like they're playing the London Monarchs.
Although I will say, this is also kind of Carolina Panther vibes.
It does look like the Panthers.
For Detroit Lions.
It does look like the Panthers. Yeah.
We're
so
not playing,
so
like
they
saying
suck now.
World League of America. That wasn't even NFL Europe. They start off as World
I know,
League
but,
of American football.
The more recent incarnation.
Rain Fire, Frankfurt Galaxy.
Yeah, Frankfurt Galaxy.
London Monarchs. You're
Scottish,
mentioning all the...
Scottish Claymores. What
Claymores.
Are Claymore. That's what that helmet looks like.
My dad went and coached in that
league.
That's
not what we're looking for. Cal's got the H up, and he's cool with the dog and
Sorry.
The chain. And we're going to say the London Monarchs?
Come on,
Dell. Get on board.
Go pull up the NFL Europe helmets and tell me I'm wrong.
Look how sad Dell is because his uniforms are the same garbage-ass, same uniforms.
You always come and attack me.
Dan Marino wore your uniforms. Probably the same exact jersey. They just took the name off.
Yeah.
You've had the same
garbage
uniform.
Why are you always attacking me when I have ideas?
Because I know
ideas.
Your stuff is personal against the city of Houston
no,
since you're bi-coastal.
No, it isn't.
You're totally bi. And because of that, you're like, you want it to be either West Coast or East Coast. And so you've got, it has to look like the Lakers.
How about Gulf
Coast?
Or it has
to look like the Dolphins.
The third coast.
I don't root for the Lakers.
Third.
You're conflating me with RJ because you think all black producers are the same.
Well.
That was RJ.
time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com, John Clay Wolf. Okay, so there's a little war going on Twitter with John Clay Wolf's like, somebody, I forget who it is. I don't really care. He said, I got more from CarMax. No, you didn't, because you never sent back the offer from CarMax. I got $1,000 more from CarMax. Well, you never sent back the offer. John Clay Wolf will beat any offer out there. He will beat it, and if he doesn't beat it, he'll send you $1,000. But you got to give him a chance to match it. You didn't. Boom, you lose. So here's the deal. Make John Clay Wolf, you know what? John Clay Wolf's going to jack up that price for you. It's what he does on all of the vehicles. He is going to jack it up so that you win, friends. You are going to win because John Clay Wolf is going to jack up the price of your car and give you more for it. It's what he does every single day. And he's even on here, you know, arguing about this with this guy. And this guy's like, you got to give him a chance to match the offer. Okay, stop already. If John Clay Wolf says he's going to beat the price, he's going to beat the price. And he does it all the time. John Clay Wolf gives you more for your vehicle, period. Period, period. You're going to hear him tomorrow on the show. And it's a funny show. It's a really good show. It's the longest running show on ESPN 97.5. And you're going to hear him buying cars. Boom, 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 boom. And if you know what? You can hackle back and forth. That's what it's about. you know what? Go get an offer from somebody else and send it to him. And if he can't beat it, he's going to send you $100. But you got to give him a chance to match it all at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 848 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on the show, 713-780-3776. Mike Lombardi ripped the Falcons organization over that story yesterday.
Well, he's a big Belichick guy. He and Belichick are friends.
He worked for Belichick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
more than once.
He just ripped into the Falcons organization about Arthur Blank and his ownership
Bill
and everything.
Cleveland
else.
With the Browns too, and Patriots.
He's not what the Falcons needed. It's a short term. Let's face it. Belichick is just going for this record, right? He does have something to prove, because without Tom Brady, he has not been the same guy. He hasn't been all that good. He still has something to prove. What he has to prove is that he can win without Tom Brady. And he wants to get the all-time record, right?
Yeah.
But do the Falcons have to be the team? He's better. I'm telling you. I think after this year, when the Cowboys don't win it, it's going to be Belichick. Belichick's going to come in there. Belichick is going to – he can't mess up the roster because it's pretty well set. It's not like they got a bunch of money. And oh, by the way, they're telling him right now, Stephen Jones handles the draft, Bill. You're not handling the draft. We are.
There's no – but Bill might say no.
Well, then no. Then you're not coming in.
Yeah, I don't think –
You want to win? Because you'll win games with the Cowboys.
I definitely think there's a chance – that Bill Belichick never coaches again, because you have to be a team that is okay with basically hiring an interim coach. And I just don't know how an interim coach who is used to having literally all the power since he's been in pro football, whether it was Cleveland, whether it is the Patriots, he always has control. And I don't think he's going to be okay with having Stephen Jones. They would work in collaboration with Belichick. I think the reality is Belichick would get all the guys he wants. And he'd make those guys feel like they had a say-so, but the reality is it would be Bill Belichick's players. I don't know. If you're an owner, John, are you okay with somebody just coaching 2 to 3 years?
No.
I'm not either. That's why I'm not sure any owner is going to hire him.
I don't know. Somebody who's close, like the Cowboys are. Somebody who's close.
Do you think
they've done it before with Barry? He did it before.
Switzer was not supposed to be a short-term deal.
Well, yeah, because he was goofy. He was a short-term deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one is hired. I don't remember anyone hiring a coach, well, other than the Texans, Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
The Texans.
What do you mean
model,
they did it twice in a row?
I know, but we were terrible. We're not close.
With Cully and Lovie.
Yeah, we weren't close, though. I don't know. This is not really a thing that we
know.
Ever see.
If Dick Vermeil was, they wanted to go over the top, so they hired Dick Vermeil to come in and do that and get it and do it. It's not unprecedented to hire an older coach. Marv Levy got rehired.
It's pretty unprecedented now.
Well, yeah.
You're talking way. Marv Levy's a long time ago. Dick Vermeil's over 25 years ago when he was hired by the Rams. It's pretty rare now. Everyone goes. As a matter of fact, if you're 50, you're ancient. With any NFL coaching searches now,
Did you see the Pete coaching? Carroll? How old was he when they hired him?
They finally got rid of him.
Yeah, well, but they won a Super Bowl with him.
But they all did this before 2010. I mean, it's not this way anymore. If you look at the head coaches, did you ever look at the coaching? You know, the owners' meetings where all the coaches get together, the team picture. It's like, man, everyone's in shape and young.
Yeah.
It's wild to look at. Just think about this: Matt Eberflus. I don't know. Flus is probably near 50. Detroit Dan Campbell, he's probably around there too, in great shape. But yeah, he's probably around there. Green Bay, we know, is
Rivera, Andy Reid. I mean, we got some old coaches. Pete Carroll just was released. I mean, we got old coaches.
Rivera's gone.
I know, but he was there for how many years?
And they hired a young guy.
My point is, there's old coaches still in the
they're
league.
They're not hiring 70-year-olds.
Well,
70-year-olds aren't getting hired anymore.
But there's no Belichick that's ever been out there before. That's never happened
before. But he couldn't even get a sniff this year.
Yeah.
There was multiple jobs open, and he couldn't get a sniff. I mean, the jobs that he could take over conceivably would be.
But what was the best job available?
Again,
if you're a good team looking to get over the top,
Seattle,
there was none of that.
Here are teams that would fit that mold. Buffalo Bills.
Right. Now there's one.
They would fit a mold. Another one would be Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys would fit that mold. Another one would be Cleveland Browns. If Stefanski gets in trouble this year. I mean, he was coach of the year.
They got a pretty good roster.
Got a pretty good roster. I don't know if Cleveland would get rid of Stefanski. Steelers with Tomlin? They end up winning 10 games.
They're going to get a guy that's going to be there for 40
Indianapolis,
years.
Indianapolis, Tennessee,
not for three.
Kansas City, Las Vegas, Denver. They wouldn't get rid of Peyton. Chargers, brand new coach. Cowboys, they wouldn't get rid of Eagles. Well.
Eagles?
They weren't happy.
No, they weren't happy with Sirianni.
They weren't happy. Giants?
Yep.
Mara? I mean, if you're going to, more than likely it's going to be old owner. Would have to be old school owner, and Mara might fit that mark more than anybody.
And Bill Belichick won big there.
Uh-huh. I mean, Mara, to be honest with you, the New York Giants are probably the best fit because they have an owner who probably cares a lot less about age than some of the other. I mean, you care about age because you want a guy that can be your next Mike Tomlin and be there forever. That's what it's the Tomlin effect. It's the Harbaugh effect. It's, you know, the John Harbaugh effect. It's wanting a guy that you can grow old with who is going to be consistent. And this is just a rare instance. Obviously, the Astros had to do what they had to do with Dusty Baker, which is it wasn't to get over the top. It was a highly unusual set of circumstances. Now, you know who did that? Chicago Cubs with Joe Maddon.
Yep.
The Cubs went older in Joe Maddon. Maybe he just looks older.
And won.
I don't know how old he was there. And won. But the NFL has really gone young. I mean, really young.
Again, there's never been a Belichick.
And they're off the...
You know,
the last time there was
Vince Lombardi, and he went to the Washington
Redskins.
He's
not an offensive coach either.
No.
They've gone young, an offensive coach, and somebody who's good with quarterbacks.
Bill Belichick is going to make sure that he has a great offensive coordinator. Always does. Except Matt. Except that, where he put a defensive coordinator
in charge.
The thing
is, I don't know if you trust him as an offensive coach.
I know, right? I know.
Well, not offensive coach, a head coach in charge of making sure his offense is good.
Do you believe that Joe Schoen, there's stuff out there all the time that's not true? I don't think anybody is ready to move right now. I know people are listening. We'll all do that. I think those exploratory talks will happen here shortly.
They've already happened.
Do you think he says, I still am confident in Daniel.
So here's what he said.
Daniel Jones, the way he's wired, what he showed in 2022.
He laid out his whole quarterback roster. And they could go to war with the same guys. And you can't give up leverage. So if you want to trade, you have to be willing to say, no, we're fine with these guys. Because he's going to call Elliott Wolf. And he's probably already talked to Elliott Wolf. And Elliott Wolf has to say, hey, we're open for business. To make sure that Joe Schoen knows, anybody who calls... We may sit here and draft, but you cannot give up what you may do. Nick Caserio said, we may move up. You know how we do with our picks. You got to keep everyone guessing at what you're doing. And Joe Schoen has to say, we're okay with our quarterback. Because if he doesn't, then all the fans are going to lose their mind when Elliott tries to just sexually assault him with this offer. Like, all right, we want to flip, but we want next year's first and a third this year. You think that was
have to be sexually assaulted?
Well, tries to brutalize him. Maybe that's probably bad.
Yeah,
you're right. That was my bad. I shouldn't have said that.
That's two this week.
Brutalize.
I mean, I don't have to dump that one, but I had to dump another one. But what are we doing in there?
No,
okay,
him.
Brutalize.
Yeah, for him. That's
no,
what
it's
saying.
Him.
He,
what
brutalize.
He say? The things that he says.
Brutalize below the
Do you
waist.
Think...
Well, why does it have to be below the waist?
Yeah, why?
Oh. Just making it specific.
Maybe a Dan Campbell thing, kneecap, take out his kneecap.
Yeah, but that's what Dan Campbell said doesn't compare to what he just said.
No, he's
But if Joe
bad.
Schoen, if Joe Schoen thinks, Monty Ossenfort got a good deal with the Houston Texans last year because he knew they had to come up. They didn't have any leverage.
And what did he do to the Texans?
What? Yeah,
he did good things for
himself. Did he assault
them
in a bad place? What is wrong with you?
He leveraged him. What is, he leveraged him.
What is wrong with
leveraged,
you?
You can be leveraged and still do a deal. What Elliott Wolf could do is try to brutalize Joe Shane if he thinks only Joe Shane is coming up. If Joe Shane, if he thinks he's desperate. So Elliott needs to make sure that Joe Shane knows and Minnesota knows that they are open for business for everyone.
Nah, yeah,
now, they may still pick the pick.
You're trying to clean it up, but.
You owe us all an apology, and I want it.
You kind of do. No, you kind of do.
Look, I said what I said.
I heard what you said.
And we know what you said. I mean,
and I'd like to apologize and say.
In this economy, egregious. You're going
to
be saying something
I'd like
this?
To say brutalize.
Yeah, say brutalize from
brutalize.
Now on.
Brutalize.
And not, not below in any area. Just say brutalize.
In there.
Brutalize from between the knees and the armpits where the strike zone is.
Okay.
Brutalize his strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
As an organization. And so I just feel
Angel Hernandez.
I just feel like, yeah, except for Angel, I just feel like Joe has to say that. You know, I still think the most interesting thing would be if the Patriots traded for Daniel Jones. If they swap picks and the Patriots got Daniel. Hold on. I mean, you take on Daniel Jones, but obviously you also get their first round pick next year. Or you get their first next year and they get your third this year, something like that.
Daniel Jones.
But it gives you a quarterback now.
Who wants that quarterback?
Well,
you think the Patriots, after suffering through Mac Jones, want another Jones?
Daniel, that's true.
From Mac to Daniel?
Daniel Jones got hurt last
Bailey
year.
Zappi,
Daniel, Jones,
Mac
had a,
Jones.
Daniel Jones had a good year the year before. And Gerard Mayo is known as a great offensive
No, he's
coach.
Not.
Oh, yeah,
no,
he's not a linebacker. No,
so you want them to go from Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones to Daniel Jones? I'm fine with that. I hate that
I think
team.
Too many, wow. Way too many Joneses.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, I'm not keeping up with the Joneses.
It gives you a chance to it gives you a chance to have your quarterback this year while you look for it next year.
Well,
they won't have a quarterback this year.
I'm going to give you a chance right now to get out of that dip, that grossness where you're dipping right now. You're putting in that. I don't know, skull or whatever it is that you dip, and you put it, and there's stuff falling all over your shirt, and you dip, and you spit in a cup, and that gross, and you're gross, and everybody thinks you're gross. I want one woman to tell you how much she really appreciates that dip you got in. One. Ever. One woman who's ever said that. Ever. Never happened. Never happened, unless she's dipping herself and spitting on the floor. Okay? It's gross. Nobody likes it. Nobody. Your friends only. Nobody likes it. Your wife, your girlfriend, nobody. Nobody likes it. So get out of it. Stop it already. It's dangerous. You're hurting yourself. Tobacco, nicotine, not good for your jaw. Not good for between your cheek and gum. It's just not. How about this? Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with the same flavor that you like, the citrus or the wintergreen or the tobacco flavor even. They make that. Whatever it is flavor that you like, whatever it is, I mean, that dip, you could put one or two in there, you know, to make it just that much more intense to stop you from dipping. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. CBD American Shaman is carrying them because they love what it's doing. You're not going to spit anymore. You're going to swallow because you got that dip in there. That's not tobacco. It is hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. It is Canstead and Dew Blend 975 dip. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5.